Missouri Net News is presented by the Springfield, Missouri Convention and Visitors Bureau. Discover why, if it's true to life, you'll find it in Springfield, Missouri. Plan your trip at springfieldmo.org.
Planned Parenthood officials have avoided having to appear Monday before the Senate. Elisa Nelson has more.
The state Senate has reached a deal so that two officials tied to Planned Parenthood will not have to face lawmakers on Monday. The Senate voted last week to order Mary Kogut and Dr. James Miller to appear before the body and explain why they haven't complied with Senate subpoenas. Columbia Republican Kurt Schaefer says Planned Parenthood will provide a narrower set of records, and Miller is using his Fifth Amendment right.
I mean, I think we're pretty clear what we asked for in the subpoena. We've had discussions with their lawyer. Again, the misinformation that we wanted, 6 years of personal medical records simply was never asked for. And I think they understand that now.
Schaefer leads a Senate committee charged with investigating what happens to fetal tissue after abortion. Planned Parenthood says many documents the committee initially wanted would have broken patient privacy laws. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
The Missouri legislature has approved a budget that would keep tax dollars from going to Planned Parenthood. Mike Lear files this report.
Lawmakers voted to give up $8 million federal dollars, $380,000 of which would have to go to Planned Parenthood. Senate Budget Chairman Kurt Schaefer said many Missourians don't want tax dollars going to that organization.
Now this money will go to rural health clinics, FQHCs, and county health departments.
Kansas City Representative Judy Morgan said tax dollars already can't go to fund abortions, but Planned Parenthood Medicaid payments cover other services.
Like pap smears, breast exams, STD, and HIV testing.
Democrats believe defunding Planned Parenthood will violate a constitutional prohibition on legislating through the budget. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
You're listening to news on Missouri Net. The state House has rejected asking voters whether to approve a limited legalization of medical marijuana. After an initial vote on the bill was successful, the Missouri Prosecutors Association reached out to some House members. President Kevin Hillman said they don't think legislation is the way to approve the use of marijuana.
If the Food and Drug Administration does approve some form of marijuana, which there's some various forms in trials right now, then that would be okay because that will be the legal process to do it.
Several House members switched from casting yes votes on Tuesday to no votes on Thursday on the bill that was sponsored by St. Clair Representative Dave Henson.
I was a little bit surprised. I knew we were losing a few people because local prosecutors have been calling and reaching out to people. And I actually had some people that said, you know what, it's too restrictive. We would prefer to have the initiative petition ballot language.
The bill would have allowed terminal cancer patients in hospice care to use the drug. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.